The Generation Gap, narrated by Sabine, for Cubido, in collaboration with Sega. Back in the Playground, by Mita Ulensacker. They shouldn't have gone, but neither of them had a good excuse. The car trip had been a nightmare, what with two moaning teens in the back and an irritable husband behind the wheel. Actually, he was out of sorts because he couldn't stand big family get-togethers at his mother's. He was taking it out on the kids. The atmosphere in the car wasn't helped by the fact that things had been pretty stormy between the two adults for the last few days. The big house was already full of the husband's family when they arrived. Snooty aunts and daughters-in-law, slightly over-the-top boastful uncles and brothers-in-law. His mother-in-law had taken it upon herself to try and keep the atmosphere civil in the lounge. Dinner was a struggle. He disappeared, going off with the other men for a drink. Now she was alone with all the women. The youngsters disappeared with the other kids, keeping their distance from the adults. She could hear the sound of teenagers yelling and laughing, mucking about. They'd managed to sneak a couple of bottles of wine out with them, but she pretended she hadn't spotted anything. After a while, the atmosphere around the table was pretty hard to take, so she got up, went through the French doors, and stepped out onto the terrace. She stood there, enjoying the warm evening air and dim light. Thoughtfully, she looked out across the garden. It was really more like a park with a pavilion, fountain, and everything. They'd made out on the bench in the pavilion when they were young. They'd been too shy to take their clothes off, but things had got as steamy as they can get when you're fully dressed. But then, to their horror, his mother had stormed in. She pretended she didn't know what was going on, but after that, the pair of them were banned from the pavilion. But young people with raging hormones, don't let that get in the way. The rest of that summer, they'd wandered down to the playground, which was hidden by tall, dense lilac bushes. On the bench where the nannies had sat, looking after him when he was little, they carried on making out until the end of summer. Several of the guests wandered out onto the terrace, and wanting some privacy, she walked down into the garden. The kids were hanging out by the fountain, so she kept well away from them. The pavilion, too. Out of habit, maybe? But her feet seemed to have a will of their own, carrying her down towards the playground. She smiled to herself. She wasn't surprised to find him sitting there, a drink in his hand. She sat down beside him, and they sat in silence. Without looking at her, he lifted his arm, and instinctively she moved closer. He put his arm gently around her. He was still holding his glass, and she reminded him that he still had to drive them home later. But the irritation and ill feeling that had enveloped them in recent days hadn't followed them down to the old bench. In that instant, it felt as if they'd left their everyday lives behind. This was a moment just for them. Real life rudely interrupted them in the shape of their son, pushing through the lilac bushes, a girl chasing him. Seeing his parents sitting there, he screeched to a halt. "Oh no, the oldies are everywhere," he said, clearly exasperated. He turned and pushed his way back through the bushes. "Hey, guys, the oldies are in the playground," he yelled, warning the others.